13th paragraph of Amos Mishnah Beis. Ezehi ketana shetzricha lemayin. What type of ketana needs to go through, needs to or can go through, need the process? Kol shisiyu avi ima v'chil edaito. If she agreed to the marriage, then she needs to go through miyah. Siya shelo ledaito. If her brother or mother married her off without even telling her, ain't shricha lemayin. Does not take effect. She doesn't have to do miyah. She's so young, she doesn't have to keep the relationship, stay with the husband. That which is like this, that up to 6 years old, we assume that she doesn't understand the concept of kedushin and doesn't take effect. After 10 years, we assume that she does know it already. She'll be able to be a good wife. And from 6 to 10, then you have to check out. If she, what, you know, what her nature is. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Ein Maisa Ketana Klum Elokim Mefute. Rabbi Lezer says Maisa Ketana is nothing. It's only like a Mefute. Yeah, Mefute means that she was enticed to have the relationship, and it's not a marriage at all. Yeah, we don't pass him like Rabbi Lezer. Bas Yisrael Lekoyin Lo Teichel V'Truma. Bas Koyin Lo Yisrael Teichel V'Truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael that had this type of marriage to a Koyin, she can't eat Truma because Midrash says she's not married. It says the other way around also. Lekula, there was a Bas Yisrael to a Koyin, a Bas Koyin to Yisrael, she could continue eating Truma. It's not considered married to the Yisrael, which would passel her from eating Truma. The halacha in this Mishnah is like Rav Chanina ben Atignas that says that miyun works, but only within the ages that she understands the concept of marriage, which is at least above 6, and between 6 and 10 she has to be checked to see if she's mature enough to understand to stay with her husband.